As promised, we're joined right now by a starting pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. Coming off a game where he had six shutout innings in Sunday's win over Tampa Bay for the season. 8-2, an ERA of under 2, 70 strikeouts, top 5 in the American League in wins, ERA, whip, and winning percentage. He was the 32nd pick overall back in 08. Minnesota with a 10.5 game lead in the Central. And they're at Cleveland tonight. Jake Odorizzi is my guest. Jake, it's nice to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be on here.
You too, Jake. Great to have you. So you had another really good outing on Sunday. You went those six shutout innings. You struck out 9 on the road against Tampa Bay. Given that you played there from 13 to 2017, is it just another game, or maybe is there a little something extra when you have a performance like that against your old team?
Yeah, I'd say there's a little something extra going into it. I mean, I'm human. It's just the nature of going back to a place where you played for so many years, comfortable. I still live there in the winter time, so got to live in my house for a couple nights, and it was more excitement than, you know, fueled by animosity or anger. And, you know, they treated me great while I was there, but you definitely want to go back and perform well at a place that you know very well.
That makes sense. All right, so you threw 7 shutout innings against the Astros back in April, and you said, quote, stuff-wise, this is the best I've consistently thrown, regardless of results, and now the results are starting to match up with the stuff, end quote. Hey, what about stuff? I mean, is stuff either there or not there? Can you conjure it up or dial it up? What about that stuff? Why do you think it's back?
I did a different program this winter with a gentleman in Plant City, which is right next to Tampa, so I would go visit Randy Sullivan over at the Florida Baseball Ranch, and we worked on getting mechanics back in order, and mechanics are the biggest thing for a pitcher, and once you don't have to worry about mechanics, stuff seems to play up, and when you've been pitching with bad mechanics, you're fighting yourself. When you stop fighting yourself, everything comes back just pure and feels good again, and that's exactly how things have been going this year, and just want to keep riding this wave as long as the season goes on, but, you know, I feel fantastic, and just happy that I go out and give our team a good chance to win every time, because we got a pretty special bunch up here this year.
Jake Odorizzi joining us. You know, Jake, I wonder mechanically, that's obviously a big part of it. What about your physical issues? Like, you dealt with a few back issues early in your career, but the story goes you put a lot of time into developing core strength. How big of a difference did that make, and how important was it to you making 32 starts last season?
Yeah, I mean, core strength takes away back pressure, and that's pretty much what I had, this low back issues. I got to the point of, it was more of a, I was felt like I was just one solid piece instead of, you know, pitching. You want to be separate lower half from upper half. So just more rotational, couldn't just fight it. And then what I did this off season to change that was do some mobility, some kinetic chain work, that now that I can get my front side down, I keep my upper half back. So it becomes this rubber band effect, and I'm being able to supply as much tension to it and then letting it all go towards home as opposed to being rotational. So I think the core strength is a good add-on to having that flexibility, now that I can generate all that force going in one direction as opposed to being a rotational figure.
Hmm. Now, in terms of the big picture, you had said publicly as far back in April that you felt like this team might be special. What did you see in this team that made you feel that way?
You know, it's a good culmination of guys that they went out and got this winter time, you know. Jonathan Scope was coming off of a down year, and I was coming off of a down year the previous year. CJ Cron was let go after hitting 30 pumps. Just a lot of guys that I know the fuel it gave me this winter to get back to where I wanted to be at. And I know there's a lot of guys that we had just gotten that were feeling the same way. So the effort that they put in, I was sure, was, you know, they want to do their best this year, new team. And everybody's come out and played phenomenally. The guys that have been here, you know, it's been fun to watch these guys, and obviously the home runs are fantastic. You know, we're on a record pace for all of that, but it's just that confidence now that comes into the clubhouse. You know, we expect to be in and win every game that we play now, and it's a fun environment to come to every day when you have a team like that, and, you know, putting up good results.
You know, Jake, when you talk about the offense has been explosive. You got the best offense in baseball at the moment. As well as you've been pitching this year, how valuable is it to know that if you happen to make a mistake, you know you've got an offense that can pick you up and erase it pretty quickly?
That's exactly it. I told a few of our pitchers, bullpen guys, starters, that, you know, even if we give them a couple runs, we're still in any game. We just have to keep the deficit at where it's at, because these guys are capable of putting up 4, 5, 6 runs in an inning just like that. So when you have home run hitters like that, you're never out of a game. So if we're behind, we need to keep it exactly where it's at so we can give those guys a chance to, you know, put some runs on the board, get us back into it. And they've done that a few times this year, so it's been good for everybody. Just like I said, the confidence is what's driving everything. You know, when you got confidence, makes everything go a whole lot smoother, and that's the way we're going right now.
Jake Odorizzi joining us. You know, when you talk about the confidence, obviously a lot of that comes when you're winning. Things are great. The chemistry is great. The vibe is great. But then you've got a manager in Rocco Baldelli. You know a little bit about him from your time in Tampa. What do you remember about him there? And then what was your reaction when you heard that he was the new manager in Minnesota?
Yeah, so my time with Rocco, I got to see him do a whole bunch of different jobs. He was in the front office when I first was in Tampa, transitioned to our first base coach, outfield coach. Everything that he did at a very high level. And I wasn't, you know, I knew he was going to be a good manager. And just by seeing him in spring training, the way he took the approach of letting, you know, our coaches coach, as in our pitching coach, our hitting coach, and doing all their type of individual things while overseeing it all, I think that was a big statement for a lot of guys. He wasn't coming in to try to put his stamp on anything, wanted to do things his way. We did some new stuff that was different for a lot of guys, but he did a phenomenal job of overseeing everything and really building those relationships early on. But, you know, Rocco's a stud. I mean, he's, like I said, he's done everything that I've seen him do phenomenally. And this is no surprise to me and probably a lot of people that know Rocco that he's just, you know, transitioned into a great manager.
It's a really good answer. Go back to that point about relationships. I mean, he's young. And in fact, he's not just young. He's younger, for instance, than Nelson Cruz. How valuable is it then to have a manager who connects with players, develops relationships, as you point out, and knows what you guys are going through and dealing with?
Just the relatability. You know, he's been in our position. I mean, sure, him and Nelson have played against each other. You know, that's got to be something that a lot of coaches can't say, that they've played against a lot of their, you know, a few of their players. But He's very accountable. He holds himself in pretty high standards, but he also knows how difficult this game is. And I think, you know, even when we lose a game, you know, the first game in Tampa, we got, you know, a pretty good shellacking. And the next day it was like, all right, we'll get back at it. We'll get right back at it tomorrow. Sure enough, one of the next three games, there's no panic in him. He's very calm, collected. But like I said, he realizes how tough this game is and knows the ins and outs of giving the guy an extra day off or having a late show up to the field just to give guys that extra bit of rest that they may need. So he's very cognizant of what guys need to perform well.
Now, Jake, you are a big Tampa Bay Lightning fan. It's been a few weeks now. They were knocked out in the first round. Are you over this yet, and can you explain what happened to them?
I am over it, yeah. Being in a professional sport, I think, you know, bad streaks happen. It's nature of the business. It happened at the worst time. The best way, you know, I heard it described was they're the best team on the planet for 6 months. They were the worst for 6 days. Those 6 days happened to be the first round of the playoffs. But, you know, for me, from my viewing point, I think what had happened was they probably played the worst team that they could have played to open up the playoffs, because they were playing playoff hockey in Columbus 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the season ended, just to make the whole thing. So, and I think they had a great game plan going in against Tampa. They clogged them up between the blue lines, and I think anybody who knows the NHL knows the speed and the skill that the Lightning have. But if you can't get it going and going in the right direction, it's kind of tough to get in your game plan. So I think they did a really good job of disrupting what the Lightning were trying to do, and then I think the frustration started to set in, started to press a little too much, and you know, the rest is what it is. But they'll still have a really good team next year. You know, I know a few of the guys on the team, and I think they're ready to get back at it and kind of flush this season away.
Jake, you broke that down like a boss. I talk a lot of hockey on this show. I talk to all the best analysts in the game. I would put that analysis right up there with any we've had this season. You broke that thing down like a boss.
That.
You should be proud of yourself. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I got a 3.5-year-old who actually loves the Lightning, so he didn't quite understand that they weren't going to be playing hockey after they lost their series. He kept asking me every day if they were playing tonight. So had to break the news to him, but I kept having to do it because he didn't quite understand how playoff hockey works quite yet.
That's what it is. It's playoff hockey. It's also a game of matchups, and, you know, it is a crapshoot to a certain extent. You never really know. Minnesota's up 10.5 games in the AL Central. Jake Odorizzi, one of the big reasons for that, 8-2, an ERA of under 2, 70 strikeouts. Jake, really nicely done. Great to have you on the show, and thanks so much for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, and hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too, Jake. Great job. Really well done. My man's on it. He is having a great year, and they've got a 10.5-game lead already in the AL Central. They are at Cleveland this evening, 7:10 p.m. Eastern.